Hi, this is Sydney.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And you're listening to That's What She Said.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you want to go? No, not fight.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Can I add this to the X? You guys are too polite.
Fair enough.
I just asked her if she wanted to fight me.
But anyways, so we're here today with our friends and...
I guess you hesitated before you said friends.
Because I was going to say like roommate and friend, but then I was like, no, but Naya is my friend. So I was trying to be nice about it. Anyways, Naya, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Naya.
Do you want to give a fun fact or something?
Like pina coladas, long walks in the rain, anything?
Oh yeah, I love pina coladas.
Pina?
Is it pina?
Pina colada? Oh, it is?
No one says that, though.
Yeah, everyone says pina.
It's pina.
If you say pina colada, you sound like a douchebag.
Pina colada?
It's like people who like say Schmidt. croissant instead of croissant.
It's pina colada. In Spanish, pineapple is piña.
Okay. Yeah, but in English, it's pina colada. Oh,
God. In English?
Yes.
English is fucking stupid. Okay, anyways, so that's Naya, and this is our other friend, Becca.
Hi, I'm Becca.
My
family's from Panama, the country in Central America. Thank you.
Okay, let's get into this. So today we will be sharing icks about each other. So we're going to do, we have two icks for everybody. Like I have two for Becca, Naya, and Sydney, and they have, you know, two for everybody as well. And then they have one nice thing. We're going to structure it. We're going to do one person at a time. So Becca.
Yeah, so basically everyone, like one person gets shit on.
Yeah.
And then you got to say something nice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then we'll do one person at a time.
Yeah.
And we'll go all the way around and hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Is it healthy? Not really, but whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Who wants to go first?
Yeah, let's start with Becca, I guess, since you brought her up.
Yeah, Becca. All right. We'll start with Becca.
So, Elizabeth, you want to start with your ex first?
Do you still know I'm planning on that water balloon thing? You just never know when it's going to happen.
It's been like a month. It's been a month.
Exactly.
Exactly. We never know when it's coming.
Exactly.
It could happen. She has to go buy water.
I feel like she
is.
She was really serious when she brought it up.
I'm very serious about this shit. It might not even be water balloons. I might just come out with a fucking jug of water and just splash it on all of y'all.
You can't do that, though.
Oh, God.
My first ick about Becca. Okay. No. This is actually serious. Okay. Naya coined the term, you blue ball us all the time.
All the time.
Let me talk. You say, oh my God, guys, oh my God. And then, like, we're like, what? Because you have us captivated. And then you're just like, oh, no, never mind. And sometimes you'll tell us, but you usually don't. And that's just like, just tell us at that point, you know? Just say it.
It's because, like, I'm trying to filter myself.
Don't filter.
And then I, like, filter myself and then also just be like, Rebecca, chill the fuck out.
No, I don't think this is a big deal because if we're looking at Ethan, he has no filter. Like, he literally told us how he has a rash on his balls.
Oh,
so
shit.
Yeah, so I have no filter. So
zero people who listen to this podcast don't need to know that he has a rash on his balls.
Eh, whatever. He gets bitches.
Okay, second thing. Okay, I shouldn't have said this one. Okay,
oh,
but
no.
It's fine. Like, when we're doing something and you'll say, I'm bored. Like, out of nowhere. And we're girl, we are having fun. You are not bored, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's move on.
You wake up too early. Like, you don't have to rub it in our faces that you wake up at, 5:30.
Hey, okay, I don't get out of the bed. I'm just, my eyes are awake, and my alarm goes off. Okay.
You added too many sad songs to the foursome.
Sad.
And then we'll be listening.
In your feel songs. Like, you just have to, flow.
Okay, but, we'll be listening to it, and it'll be, like something happy and upbeat, and then all of a sudden it'll be a sad song and it just kills the vibe.
I don't know. I kind of like it though. It's kind of funny.
The sad
songs.
Yeah, I love sad songs. Like, that's the thing. But I don't know. It's kind of fun to go from an all-time high to just a low. It's kind of fun.
Oh my God, I just snorted into the
microphone.
We'll bleep it out. We'll cut it out.
Maybe they'll like it. I don't know who they is.
Maybe they'll like it.
The zero people. I don't know. Right. Anyways. Oh, yeah. Okay. Becca, your texts are very vague.
Oh, my God.
Like, you'll be like, bro, yo? And I'm like, what the f*** is a bro, yo? And your phone always dies. What percentage is your phone at right now?
7.
Exactly. My point, exactly.
I remember one time you just texted me, dorm. And I was like, this is towards the beginning of the school year when I didn't know it. And I was like, yes. Yes, dorm. Okay, now good things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, good things. Oh, okay, you are basically our mom. You have a great mom instinct and you take care of us in because we're batshit crazy and you know we go too far. So you take care of us, which is really good. And we don't have to ask you.
Yeah, Becca's the mom friend. She's the one who keeps us safe.
Safe.
For real. Oh, my God.
She's the good decision maker.
We'd probably all be dead if it weren't for Becca. Let's right. be real.
Doesn't count.
That was what I was going to say, though.
Okay, fine.
All right. I was going to say that, Becca, like, you're just a really good dancer. And, like, I could always count on you to be, like, my dance partner at any party. I'm just like, come on. And then, you know, you got the vibes. Like, the vibes are always good with you. Yay!
Yay!
Woo! Okay.
Okay, my turn.
Next person. No. All right.
Okay, I have one ick, but I'm going to think of one on the fly.
Gotcha.
But my first one is Elizabeth is unreliable in the sense that... In all the senses. But also in the sense that this bitch will just... I can't cuss.
No, you can cuss.
This bitch will just let me walk out the fucking door looking
no,
like a hot mess.
No, I told you. I said you looked like
no,
a lion.
No, you didn't.
I told you you looked and like a lion.
Okay, I took that as a compliment and I was about to walk out the door. And my foot was out the door and I paused. I like, is this girl really going to let me walk out looking like this?
I yelled at you. I said you. I said no.
I fully closed the door and you said nothing.
I do not have this argument.
Case closed.
Oh my god.
Okay. This has happened on multiple occasions, audience. No. Keep this in mind.
No, the first one was a joke.
The first one was a joke, but I was about to leave looking like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone can
that escalated. That really fucking escalated.
Okay. Second one.
All right, Naya.
You wake up too early.
It is not a flex. And then you complain about being sleep deprived.
Uh-huh. I'm so sleep deprived.
Well, that's what you get for waking up early every day.
I'll wake up later. You're right.
Well, how much is late, though?
Like 1 o'clock.
Like 9.
That's, oh, my God. You know what? She has a point. But I guess it's a good thing in the future. But, like, just get your beauty sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I'm tired. I don't know what to say.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad.
Okay. All right, Naya.
Oh, you insist on burning it all the time, and I don't like the smell, and then you put it on my window, and then it gets ash everywhere.
It smells good.
It doesn't smell good to me.
It smells like Kim K.
It doesn't smell like Kim K.
It's Kim K flavor.
It smells like my grandma's house. My meemaw. Anyway.
My meemaw.
Okay, so
like, what do you call your grandma, Elizabeth?
Which one? The one who went to prom with my uncle or the one who... I call her Nana and then I call the other one Grandma.
Anyways, Nana. So Elizabeth, you... Okay, one of your icks is that like you have a superiority complex for your music.
Yeah, I do, because it is superior.
It is not. She has the worst out of all of us. She has the worst music taste.
Youngblood sucks.
It sucks.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
And your second ick is that you prefer high-rise pants over low-rise.
Oh my and God. I will never change.
Elizabeth, but the thing is that you shit on low-rise pants so much.
That sounds so bad.
Okay. Yeah, you shit your pants so much.
Okay, fine. Wait.
I have a second one, but continue.
You shit on low-rise pants so much, and then the next thing I see is you wearing low-rise pants, and yet you still shit on them.
And? What about it?
So, like, give them a little bit of respect.
No. Next.
Why? Oh my God. Okay.
You're slowly turning into like Will.
When you
oh
talk.
No.
Like, what? Oh, I wasn't thinking about it like that. I was thinking about it like you can't like she'll always correct you.
I get that from her.
Sure, yeah.
That's from her.
Oh really?
She did that.
Really?
Yeah. It runs in the family. It's genetic.
That's good.
Now compliment me, bitch.
I put good caregiver.
When?
How?
What? Okay, not good caregiver.
Oh my God.
But she's a good, like, she's there for you, you know? Like she'll, like, listen to your problems, and she'll, like, she's a good listener, you know what I mean?
I respectfully disagree.
She's a good listener to me.
No, it's a thing. Like, I'm a good listener to you and everybody except Sydney. Sydney's the only person I'm not a good listener.
Yeah, like, okay. that's nice, but that is not the case with me. Like, I will tell her something and she'll just completely like disregard it and then just like go on to something that happened in her life. And I've picked this up. Like, this is how like Elizabeth and Maya, like that's how they communicate. Like, they'll say something that happened into their lives and then the other person will just respond by like ignoring it and then just talking about something else that happened, and it just keeps going on or until they're just like, until they meet like a common like topic, right?
Okay, I thought these were supposed to be compliments.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, is
it? It was a compliment. She's a good listener, I said.
Okay, thank you, Becca.
Elizabeth can take any ugly clothes and make them look good.
That's true.
Like, she has this bright neon orange Argyle like sweater vest thing. And she held, we were at the mall. I was there when she bought it. She held it up and she was like, this is so cute. And I was like, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. But then I saw her wearing it and I was like, okay, it's kind of cute. Aww. And then we went to Goodwill and she holds up the ugliest like redneck oversized like Carhartt t-shirt. And I was like, I don't even want to think about what kind of person that used to belong to. But she made it look good somehow.
Good, and I do agree. So my compliment is that like she's just always like in a really bubbly like mood like all the time. Like, I don't know, I feel like you can't, like, if you're with Elizabeth, your mood will never go down. Like, I feel like that's...
Oh, that's not true.
Okay, I'm trying to compliment you
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I feel like, I don't know, you're always in a good mood. Like, you always not got today. The energy. Been like a really mean like bitch if you're sleep deprived. Like, I don't know. But you're not. You know?
All right, let's move on. This is too much, y'all.
Also, it's weird complimenting Elizabeth. Like, I don't know.
Okay, Naya, your turn. Naya, well, I feel bad because you all just complimented me and made me feel good. Now I'm just about to shit on one of you.
Do you want to go first?
Please do.
Okay. Naya never dresses for the weather.
That is so true.
I know. No, I'm actually the worst at that because, like, you remember the tube top day?
Girl, was freezing.
Yeah.
No, because like I remember one time it was like pouring rain and like Elizabeth and I were like shivering in like our sweaters, but you just walked in like a t-shirt and shorts, just completely drenched in water. And I was like, how do you do this?
Literally.
It's insane.
Yeah, okay. And then my second one, you make a lot of noise. Like when you're like when you're like doing your makeup and like you'll just be like did y'all hear that?
Alrighty, this actually it relates to the ick you had about me. You never let me burn incense when I want to burn incense, and it's annoying because sometimes it smells like.
Okay, Becca said that it smelled bad once in our room, and then you were like, but people say that it smells like shit in here, but Becca was the only one who said it once.
I forced other people to say it, so it counts. Anyways, second one. All right, I have a story with this one. Okay, so, like, this happened first semester. It was such a little tiny passing story that I hardly remember it, but it has to do with the ick. Okay, so, like, Ethan was in our room. He was saying, like, he was going out to his frat party, and he was saying, like, okay, how does this shirt look? And I was, like, I knew he looked like a fucking, like, douchebag. And I was, like, going around, like, I had a whole roundabout way of saying, like, maybe because I had just gotten to know him, you know, first semester. I just met this dude maybe a month ago. So it's a whole fucking roundabout way of saying it. I think 10 minutes I'm, like, talking. And then Naya comes in, and a split second she's, like, what the fuck are you wearing? But it's like sometimes you need to be straightforward.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of need that friend. Like, yeah. That's the thing.
Like, at least you know you're honest. Like, at least you know you won't go out looking fair fucking enough. Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a good one.
Unlike some other people.
Oh my god.
I knew it was going to.
She brought that up.
She did. She really did. You're okay. Asking for it. Okay. All right. And then for me, Naya, you just like, it was funny at first, but you moan so much. Like it'll be like the smallest little thing. Like I like you'll just like maybe like tap your finger on something and then you'll just I was about to moan. Like you'll just let it out. And it's it's like, oh my god. Like, but I mean, I respect it. But sometimes it's like, girl,
I mean, what else are you supposed to do when you stub your toe?
Say ow. Ow, that hurt. And then my second one is you never listen to my food recommendations. Like, you're like, no, this is specific, and this has become, like, a problem recently. Like, Naya will be like, hey, Sydney, what should I get? And I'll be like, oh, The Habit, Chipotle. And then she'll be like, I'm gonna go get poke. You know, it's like, every single time. It's like, bitch.
No, I literally I'll choose the opposite of whatever she tells me.
I didn't even know about this.
Like, no, this is a problem. Okay. I have beef with her over this.
Oh, damn. Yeah. All right, that was nice.
Naya is like a ride or die. Like, literally, did you see that too?
No, well, mine's a little bit different.
It's like, it's just like, okay, like when I had like my whole like roommate beef thing, like she was just like, you want me to go over there and beat her up? That's what she said. Like, she's like, I'm here. Like, I'll go beat the bitch up if I need to. So, yeah.
Yeah, mine is basically similar. It's like you give off Maddie from Euphoria vibes. I think, like, that's amazing. You always need that friend in your life.
And I'm not going to lie, that was my compliment, too. It was literally like, you will always be there for us. Like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, it'll be either be like, oh, do you want me to beat up him for you? Or, like, it's always beating up people. But, okay, but, yeah, it's, I could be like, oh, I, like, killed his dog, and now he's mad at me. And then Naya will be like, do you want me to beat him up? You know? So, like, it literally doesn't matter. She'll always be on your side. And I think that's, like, really nice.
Aw.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to start crying.
This went, like, way nicer than what I was expecting. All right,
let's criticize Sydney now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Number one, Sydney goes way too fucking hard.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on it.
I got the hospital papers.
I'm working on it.
She's like, she got the hospital bracelet up on her wall.
We're good. Let's go. He's like, no, let's take a couple more. Like, no, let's go. Like, we gotta leave. Like, it's 10:30. He's like, no, let's stay in. Like, let's go a little more. It'll be like 11 and we still haven't fucking left.
Well,
like, we still got somewhere to be.
Well, I like to be cronked the fuck up.
Cronked the fuck up.
I mean, what can I say?
No.
But I am working on it, like, seriously. Like, I know, I got lectured by my parents, so we're good now.
No, you're doing really well.
I am doing good.
Okay, second one.
Oh, no.
You're awkward.
Okay. You know what? You're right. I can't even, like, say anything about that. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Wow, I feel great.
Just a little bit. You're not awkward.
No, yeah, I do not. No, yeah, it is a problem. Okay.
Ooh, I've said this one many, many, many times.
You are too fucking nice.
You do let us walk all over you sometimes when we shouldn't. When we're like, you let us, like, do a little more than we should. I think, like, you are a great person. And, you know, you deserve to, like, you know, stand your ground a little more.
I just don't want people to be mad at me.
Well, we're not going to be mad at you for standing up for yourself.
Okay, fair enough.
If we're bad friends, we will. So, I don't know. Test it out. Mm-hmm. See? Then we'll do round two. And okay. You can tell us all right. We all suck. All
right.
Oh, you're going to hate me for this?
No.
You often talk like Emma Chamberlain. I know. Constantly.
I know.
Like, it was a phase in high school, but I'm fearing it's more than a phase. Emma Chamberlain, you are embodied Emma Chamberlain at this point.
Okay. What does Emma Chamberlain talk like?
Oh, Sydney? God. Just watch a couple of her videos, like, and you'll understand. Well, just, like, watch a couple of her videos, and then you'll understand. But, okay. Like, I feel like it's the whole nature versus... Oh, what the fuck am I saying?
Nature versus nurture.
It's, like, the whole, like, you become what your environment is. So,
Was Emma Chamberlain?
Yes, she was my environment. I would go home after school and watch videos of her.
Oh, no.
Way too much. Yeah.
You should see her vlogs.
Sydney has vlogs? Sydney has vlogs. On YouTube?
On YouTube. I didn't. Oh, my God. Thank God I, like, stopped myself from that. No, they're bad.
So bad.
They're
so bad. We were ugly.
We were ugly.
I showed you them. Like, yeah, when we
you
were in
showed Maya
freshman
our
year.
Why?
You should text them to me. The shorter ones, obviously. Not
because I thought it'd just be you would see them.
I've shown you them. I made vlogs, too, didn't I?
No, you made music videos.
I made one music video when I was in the first grade, and my sister put it on YouTube. It's on YouTube still.
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't take it down?
No.
Can I find it?
We're gonna
you
find
could.
I
want to
find it.
It's in Spanish.
Okay. Sydney, her stomach always hurts, but she doesn't even try to stop it. Like, she'll buy a Monster Energy or, like, a Red Bull or something, and then she'll be like, this is gonna make my stomach hurt, and then proceed to chug it down. And then she'll be like, why does my stomach hurt?
You know what? I can't even. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I will get it checked out. Yeah, I will. You're not the first person. Moving on from my potential IBS.
Okay, and also you walk too fast.
That one we talked about.
It's like you're speed walking everywhere. Like, we'll be going to get food and she'll be like 10 feet ahead of me and not notice that I'm like, wait, and I'm just like, slow down. And then she'll like slow down and then she'll start walking faster again. She's always in a rush.
No, pause. Sometimes she doesn't even stop. Like, you'll like stop to tie your shoes and she'll just keep walking.
I'm on a mission, okay? I need to get places. In the halls to get to class, like, I'm the only one like speed walking and I literally just look fucking insane while everyone's just like casually strolling. But anyways, yeah.
Compliment time. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I just wrote it down because I couldn't think of anything.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay. I was nice. Ouch.
I thought about this. Okay, there's one thing that you do that like always like actually like makes me feel really happy. It's like every time I see you, you're like, you like gasp and you're like, oh my god!
I love that. I love it so much. I do get excited when I see certain people. Yeah.
You never gasp when you see me.
Get on my level.
She sees you too much.
No, it's fine. Oh, shit, I don't like mine.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine.
Why, Willie?
You are, okay, okay, way I wrote it sounds bad, but, like, you don't always accommodate. You, like, you're really, like, okay, like, let's say I'm walking to go get food, and you're, like, you're on a mission to do your own thing. Sometimes you'll just stop, and you'll come with me and, like, do whatever I'm doing, and, like, we'll have, like, a fun conversation and stuff. And you do it for the conversation, and I just think, like, if it were me, I would have just kept walking and, like, fuck you. But no, you, like, do it so, like, other people will have a good time and have a good day. I know that's probably not what you're thinking when you're going with them, but it does make me have a better day knowing that I'm going to do something with somebody I like.
Okay, my turn. Sydney always matches my energy. Like, she makes me laugh, and I'll say weird stuff, and she'll say weirder stuff. Or, like, this one time we went into Ethan and Will and Lee's room, and then we said hi, Lee, and then hi, Will, and then Will was like, hello, and then we all said, she just, like, burst into a British accent. We were like, jolly good day, sir. Suck my Willie.
I'm a fucking slut for a British accent. That's the thing. I love it so much. It got my feet kicking and shit.
I do. See, she's doing it right now.
No, fuck. Okay.
I feel bad because I just looked at you guys like you're bad shit crazy. Like, you guys were like, hello. And I'm just like, what the fuck, guys?
Match us. You should match us.
I should. I'll do you it should. Next time.
Over time. Okay, because I was going to say, we're going to talk about our flirting styles.
We
but
should still do it and then just cut shit out. Okay, someone else go.
Okay, I act way too cool. I try to suppress the awkwardness and it doesn't go well, but here we are. All right, go. No, and, oh, yeah, I make fun of people to the point where it's, like, borderline emotional abuse, bullying. Yeah, cool. Anyways.
My flirting style?
Yeah.
I don't flirt. I get flirted with.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's actually so true, though.
No, it actually is, though. It is true. However, you did mention that you did, like, the Jhené Aiko look. You know,
oh, yeah. That look. You know that one interview with where she, like, gave the reporter that look? Mm-hmm. I try to do. I probably look stupid when I do it, but
hey,
like
it. But you get it, flirted.
It's
with.
Sexy in my head,
and that's all that matters. Anyways,
well, I'm overly nice to them. I fawn over. Okay, when I'm sober, I'm overly nice to them. I fawn over them. I compliment them excessively. I'm not. I don't like joke. That's not my thing. I don't tease anybody. Because I don't know how to. Like, I'll be like, ha, your mother died. Like, I'll take it too far. So like. Yeah.
I joke a lot, like a lot, but then sometimes it's like I'm not caught up on the new Gen Z lingo. So like people like say shit and I literally don't know what the fuck you're saying. Same. And so like it's just like awkward because I'm like, what are you saying? And he's like, what's up? Like, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, why didn't you just say it's like the conversation gets weird.
I get that. Although there's so much lingo, like there's so many new lingo. Like pulling trig.
No, literally,
that's not a real thing.
The guy that shot me on the street, he literally just
you
fucking.
Wait, he said,
the guy that shot me on the street.
Oh, I thought you said the guy that shot you on the street. I was like, what?
No,
I thought we liked this man.
No. He said something like so what's popping? What's putting something with what's a P or something? And then I'm like,
what's popping, mamas?
And then I literally said, what do you mean?
No.
And then he's like, where are you headed? Where are you going? I'm like, oh, okay.
No, I don't remember if it was you guys, but one time I said like icy or something like that. You guys asked me if I was cold. I don't remember if it was you guys or someone else.
Icy means like jewelry? I right?
Like, I remember one guy asked me, like, what do you do? And I said, like, I get up, I brush my teeth, I go to class. He meant, like, what's your major? Like, what do you do for school?
Okay, well, that...
It was vague.
That's on him. That's on
him. It was vague.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
What do you do?
Anyways, been Sydney.
And this has been Elizabeth.
What?
Oh, let me just end the podcast.
Okay. And you've been listening to That's What She Said. Bye-bye.
Just get money.
Hey.
Money get bitches.
Money get bitches.
Living lavish.